Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly passed a $161 million budget last night. The spending plan does not include a $1 million funding boost requested by the school district. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the Assembly is waiting to see what state legislators provide before taking action.
Early in the discussion on the borough budget, Assemblymember Matt Cooper offered an amendment to increase school funding by $1 million. It's something the school board and officials have lobbied for, and he says he was moved by public comments in support of the increase. Cooper also pointed to the funding uncertainty Juneau lawmakers are creating.
I think if we knew what the state was going to do, this would just be a math problem. We wouldn't be having much of a debate about it.
But Cooper's amendment didn't find traction with other assembly members. John Davies agreed uncertainty was in play. But for that reason, it made sense to see whether the borough or the school district got hit hardest in the state budget.
It's asymmetrical. If it ends up that the school district is in a worse place than we are, we can help out, but the other way around doesn't work.
Another amendment to readjust positions at the borough libraries fared better. It didn't offer more money, but aimed to create more flexibility in staffing. The only assembly member to vote against the budget was Lance Roberts, who disapproved of the slight tax increase it represented. He pointed to the state's fiscal crisis and issued a warning.
We've got to really reevaluate the services we put out and look at what's necessary and what's not necessary so that we can have a more sustainable budget in the future.
Mayor Carl Castle, in his comments, agreed with Roberts.
As a community, we need to sit down and take a look at what we're providing and what we want our community to look like going forward.
The mayor says he hopes to bring some people forward to help begin that process, but only after state lawmakers come up with a budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
The Alaska Board of Fish has narrowly voted down a request for additional restrictions on commercial harvest of Copper River King salmon. Meeting Wednesday, the panel voted 4-3 against an emergency petition from the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee. Only 29,000 kings are forecast to return to the Copper River this year, and commercial fishers are allocated 70% of a 5,000 king harvest quota. Board member Reed Morisky of Fairbanks contended the weak return and harvest breakdown constitute an emergency.
We have basically 5,000 kings that we're trying to split up between the commercial, sport, PU, and subsistence communities, and I'm very concerned that the equity is not there.
Upriver subsistence users will be limited to two kings, while personal use dip netters cannot keep any, and the king's sport fishery is closed. King stocks have suffered declines statewide for years, and Copper River commercial fishermen are also facing harvest restrictions. Fish Board Chair John Jensen of Petersburg said the situation is not an emergency.
I think the department's handling is cut way back on everybody, not just one user group over another.
The restricted commercial harvest is just getting underway, and board member Orville Huntington of Hooslea advised deferring to state managers until the panel formally takes up Copper River issues later this year.
I could see a lot of traditional knowledge there that hasn't even been a part of our plan. And hopefully when we go back in, you know, we're going to be in the cycle, Copper River cycle, this winter, and that would be the time to bring these things up. When you bring it up at the last minute, right before when the fish are in the river, it's never a good idea.
Copper River salmon management proposals will be considered during a Board of Fisheries meeting on Prince William Sound finfish December 1st through the 5th in Valdez. The Alaska House has passed a bill banning wolf harvest on a section of state land bordering Denali National Park. HB 105 prohibits wolf hunting and trapping on the park's northeastern edge, where a few Denali wolves are harvested each year. The Alaska Board of Game has refused to reinstate a no-wolf-kill area since scrapping a previous buffer zone in 2010. Bill sponsor Representative Andy Josephson of Anchorage told lawmakers before a floor vote Wednesday the lack of protection has corresponded with a decline in Denali wolf viewing.
It used to be around 2010 and before, you had a 50% chance, nearly, of seeing a wolf. And that number has fallen to 6%.
Some other lawmakers said the small harvest along the park's northeastern edge is just one factor in a broader decline of Denali National Park wolves. District 9 Representative George Rauscher pointed to another issue.
One thing about wolves is we know they follow a food source. And when a food source is gone, They don't necessarily stay in that area because of legislation.
HB 105 nearly passed the House 22-18 Wednesday before the regular legislative session ended. It has not been voted on in the Senate. Legislators remain in Juneau for a special session called by Governor Walker to address state spending and revenue measures. Tribes that want to place land into trust, creating Indian country in Alaska, are still waiting to see how the Trump administration will treat their applications. The nominee for Deputy Interior Secretary David Bernhardt tells Alaska Public Media, history will not be a guide.
A new slate to start with, if you will.
Bernhardt worked as the top attorney at Interior during the Bush administration. In those years, the government essentially stopped accepting trust lands. Bernhardt says that was in part due to lawsuits alleging the government mismanaged trust assets, suits that have since been settled. The Obama administration made land into trust a priority. In January, it approved an application from Alaska. The government accepted 1 acre in trust for Craig Tribal Association. Bernhardt said at his confirmation hearing yesterday, he knows of no plans to change the land and trust rules. I'm Dan Bross.